Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Thank you for contacting customer service. My name is Alicia.
Yes, ma'am. I am calling about a charge that appeared on my card that I need it canceled.
Okay, can you provide me with your zip code?
Okay, repeat what you just said.
Can you provide me with your zip code?
My zip code is 60409.
Your name?
My name is Paulette, middle initial E, last name is Fulgham.
Can you verify your address for me?
My address is 1380 Ring Road, apartment 111, Calumet City, Illinois.
Okay, thank you so very much for that. All right, yes, ma'am. I do see that you had the Pure Mini Pods and a smartwatch. You would charge $11.90 for both on 221.
Okay. Oh, is this a smart life?
The smartwatch.
Okay. I did not order that, but it was delivered. So is there more money owed on that?
No, ma'am. Nothing else should be taken out.
Okay. So the $5.95 is the total amount. There's no further charge going to be put on my card.
No, ma'am. On the 12th, it was $59.95 that was taken out.
Okay, then that needs to be reversed.
Okay.
That was for that watch. I didn't order that, but I definitely want that charge reversed. I didn't approve that.
Yes, ma'am. So you didn't order the product that was for the $11.90 for shipping and handling.
No, I ordered the $5.95 test product.
And, yes, ma'am,
and
it's the same product.
That. But I did not approve for $59.95.
Okay,
that needs to be.
Well, it was a 14-day trial product it was a 14-day trial product. You are required to contact us if you no longer wanted to receive that product, or if you no longer wanted the product. So you were to contact us to avoid being charged. Considering that you didn't contact us about that charge, you were about that product, you were automatically charged for the full price.
Okay, well, here's the deal. Now, I don't know if you know how bad the mail is now. I just got this bill for this particular product. Now, I don't want this. Now, we got to be able to do something. Cancel this, whatever this is, but I need to get my money back.
Okay. All right, yes, ma'am. Allow me to place you on a brief hold.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Just let you know that I'm still here. Just give me a few more moments.
Okay. I'm waiting.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so very much for holding for me.
Okay.
At this time, what I can do for you, I can go ahead and provide you with a, let's see, a 35% refund, and that'll be available within 3 to 5 business days.
I can't get the full amount, just the 35%. Is that 35% of the $59.95 or the total amount?
But yes, ma'am. So you were charged to $59.95. That's 35% of that.
That's the best you can do.
I can do a courtesy of 50% for you. Yeah, one-time courtesy for you for 50%.
Okay. Do the one-time courtesy 50% and then cancel whatever this is. See, I'm a senior and I'm on a fixed income. And I really can't afford this extra funds. I don't have it.
Yes, ma'am. All right, so just give me one moment. You shall also receive an email confirmation.
Okay.
Give me one.
And then the account will be closed, whatever it says, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'll take the 50% if that's the best I can get.
All right, do you go ahead and I issue that out there, ma'am? Give me one moment while I get the cancellation number for you.
Okay.
All right. Your cancellation number will be C as in Charlie.
C as in Charlie.
900.
900.
747.
747.
67. C as in Charlie.
67. C as in Charlie.
And then another C as in Charlie.
And then another C as in Charlie. So that's Charlie. 900-747-67 Charlie.
Great.
Okay, and you said I should see that refund in how soon?
Within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, and there will be no more charges, correct?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay. I want to thank you so much for your help. I'm really not in a position to absorb this, but I appreciate you going the extra distance, getting me the 50%. So
yes,
you
ma'am.
Stay safe and have yourself a great day, okay?
Yes, ma'am, you as well, and thank you for contacting customer service.
Okay, all righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.